Joined now by the Huntington Peach Bad Boy, the Affliction pay-per-view, Day of Reckoning. Justin announced you're going to be a color commentator. What are your thoughts on the show in general?
You know, I think the show in general is a great opportunity for a lot of us fighters to excel and to grow. Having Golden Boy Promotions as a part of it really solidifies my idea of a great show that's going to come about, because they understand the promotion that a fighter needs to grow. It's not about the brand of Affliction. It's more about the brand, styles of the fighters and the fighters who, in general, that are competing on January 24th. So, you know, I see De La Hoya does an awesome job with the boxing game of promoting fighters and making superstars. And I know Golden Boy Promotions understand that same thing. So Affliction stepping forward by bringing them a part of it. Can't get any better promotion than Golden Boy. Donald Trump is a great businessman, and him being a part of it also brings a little more of strength to the company, I think. With M1 Global, they have fights all around the world, so they have all the fighters in the world to bring about. And it's all about making superstars, like I say, making the Tito Ortiz's of the future.
Okay. Main event, Andrei Arlovski versus Fedor Emelianenko. What are your thoughts on that fight?
You know, I think it's going to be an awesome fight. I think Fedor is maybe a little bit in trouble than he expects. Arlovski comes with his A game. I talked to him a little bit at the De La Hoya fight, and I told him, you know, you got to work on your wrestling. You got to work on defending the takedown and move your feet. He goes, yeah, I understand moving my feet. You got to work on the defense on the takedown, because Fedor is going to really come down to knowing that his striking is not as good as Arlovski. Arlovski's an awesome champion, an awesome heavyweight, and it just makes it that much of a stellar card when he's fighting Fedor in the same one.
And obviously, bringing the topic back to yourself, possibly fighting again, you had mentioned maybe July, the back injury, and the contract with UFC. What is your current status?
Well, my current status right now is rehab. I have rehab for another 3 more months, and getting back into the ring or octagon, wherever I'm going to go, is going to be a time. It's going to be a time to see where I go. And, you know, Affliction has taken the opportunity to bring me on as a color commentator, something that I've always had an interest in, but UFC never took it about letting me do it. Once again, they don't want to promote fighters, so why let them commentate? And I'm very thankful to Tom bringing me on. It was more of just a friend deal. It was no contract, nothing like that. It was just, hey, Tito, you want to do the color commentating? I was like, sure. He goes, how much? I go, don't worry about it. I'll do it for free for you. I just want to get an opportunity myself to get my feet wet of doing this commentating.
So this is for free?
This is for free.
Okay.
Yeah, this is for free deal. And it's just, I'm not doing nothing besides rehab my back. It's a day after my birthday. My birthday's on the 23rd. So it'd be a good birthday present for myself, you know. No, I'll have no hangover. I'm not partying right now. So it's actually, I'm 100% getting my back 100%, because I think so many fans that support me deserve Tito Ortiz at 100%. Okay. And it's been 5 years. So it's going to be a scary thing when I'm 100% again. I feel sorry for all these light heavyweights here that are signing, because I'm going to try to walk through each and every one of them.
One guy who's big on self-promotion has called you out numerous times for a possible rematch, and that's Frank Shamrock. Do you think a fight like that is now possible?
A fight like that will be possible probably about 95% of happening, just because me and Frank, we talked back and forth. We're great friends, but we still got a competitive grudge against each other. And, you know, in 2009 will be a 10-year reunion of the last time we fought, and I think the fans would love to see it. I just want to know if Frank would like to do it. I heard him say time and time again that he would love to do it, but I don't know. They better have a stretcher really close and paramedics, because he surely would be going to the hospital.
And one other guy on this show, different weight class, but if you would ever choose to move up to heavyweight, you could make a substantial fight if you were ever to fight Fedor Emelianenko.
Well, I think Fedor got to get past Arlovski before he starts worrying about Tito Ortiz. Okay. But yeah, Fedor's 220. He's the same weight as me, and that would be an awesome fight.
Is that out of the realm of possibility?
It's never out of the realm of possibility. I'm always trying to find the best fights possible, and that an opportunity that would come about. I like Fedor a lot. I think he's a dangerous fighter, but give him another loss on his record, I don't know. As a promoter, I wouldn't want to do that. But you never know. Everybody wants to see the best fight possible, and Affliction will give it to him.
Okay, and just last question. As far as the UFC goes, is that dead and done? Is that, because Dana White continually says how much he hates you. You know, I don't want to work with Tito. But then again, you hear other rumors where you might be talking again, you know, with the Fertittas. How's that all shaken out?
Well, I've talked to Fertittas and everything. Me and Lorenzo are close. But this is business, you know. I will no longer get taken advantage of. Zuffo or the Petita family aren't billionaires for nothing. They've never been taken advantage of, and they're smart businessmen. I'm not a regular fighter. I'm not a fighter to be taken advantage of. I'm not a fighter to have people walk over me and people not to promote me. And that's the factor I fall into time and time again through the UFC. And, you know, to me, it's all about my future of competing. You know, I got another 5 more years of competition left in me, and I want to take advantage of these times as much as possible and promote as much as possible. And with Affliction, Golden Boy, and Trump Organization is where it leads to, pretty much, because they understand the promotion of fighters and not worrying about the brand.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.